Season 3 of the Craft Your Own Coffee podcast is sponsored by the one and only Baratza. If you've listened to pretty much any episode of this podcast, you know how important a burr grinder is to your coffee craft. And you've probably also heard me share my affinity, or obsession, for my own Baratza Encore burr grinder. Guys, Baratza is the real deal. They've been around since 1999, helping people like you and me raise our coffee games at home. Plus, they have an incredible reputation throughout the specialty coffee industry. Now, I have the Encore, but they have a bunch of other options to choose from, depending on where you're at in your coffee journey. Their customer support is gold. They've got tons of resources available to help the home coffee lover, and they'll stick with you for troubleshooting and repairs as long as you have the grinder. They're all about sustainability, so all of their grinder parts are repairable to ensure that you and I can easily fix whatever might break or wear out over time. So check them out at baratza.com, baratza.com. And thank you so much, Baratza, for sponsoring some goodies for the community of home coffee enthusiasts this season. Hey, coffee people, Joel here. Hey, it's so good to be back with you guys. This is the first episode of the third season of the Craft Your Own Coffee podcast. I'm excited to jump into the topic this season, which, as you, if you listen to the trailer, you know we're talking about espresso, and specifically at-home espresso. So we're gonna have all kinds of goodies this year or this season, from professional interviews with professional baristas. To some like hands-on training for me personally, that you'll get to like learn through osmosis, through listening, as I learn how to pull a better espresso, how to steam milk and pour latte art. And then we're going to have some folks that, do this on the regular at home with different types of espresso machines and, kind of hear their process and, learn from them as well. So I'm super excited. This is actually a topic, and like a part of the coffee craft that I'm not very good at. I have an espresso machine that it steams milk. It's a good quality machine, but I feel like I'm driving it like with a learner's permit sometimes. Like I've got this good vehicle, and I don't really know how to use it. I'm not super confident. What I make is decent, but I'm sure it can get better. So I'm looking forward just as much as I hope you are to learning this season about how to develop a better appreciation for espresso and espresso-based drinks and figure out how to craft that at home myself. So, and a lot of you guys might be really far along in your journey on espresso at home this already. And so I'm going to start asking you guys again to send in messages through Instagram or through the craftyourowncoffee@gmail.com account that I have or through the voice messages feature. That's all in the show notes. And as you hear some things that I'm struggling with or that, you know, guests come on and talk about and you feel like you can add to the conversation, I sure would love to hear it or ask questions, but certainly would also love to hear your input and your advice to some of the challenges around making espresso great at home. So today, as we're kicking off this season and the topic of at-home espresso, I thought I'd start with just like, we'll just pull way up and talk about a little brief history of espresso. I just found that interesting. Hopefully you will too. Some things I didn't know. And then I've got what I'm calling a top five myths. And I want to bust these five myths about espresso and talk about each of those five. So let's jump right in. So a little espresso history lesson. Went to the Google, found some good stuff. And so, you know, some people call espresso coffee in its purest form. And we'll talk a lot more about that sort of through this myth busting, but also throughout other episodes this season. It's really interesting to think about espresso being the most pure and true kind of expression of coffee. But it hasn't really been around that long. I was surprised. So espresso was invented by a Italian inventor from the city of Milan. His name is Luigi Bezzera. Hopefully I'm saying his last name right. Love the first name, by the way, Luigi. That's a solid name. So invented by Luigi using steam pressure. At the time, coffee across the world and in Italy and Europe and so forth was primarily being made using like pots of boiling water. So this was a pretty big invention and like deviation from the standard. Espresso means pressed coffee in Italian. And the first espresso machine patent came in 1901. So we're really only talking about a way of drinking coffee that's, you know, 120 some years old, or almost 120 years old. So what it is, what espresso is, if you're not familiar, it's a method of making coffee. It's not a type of coffee. It's a method of making coffee which uses nearly boiling water that's forced under high pressure or expressed through a packed bed of coffee grounds. That's kind of the simplest way I can define it. It produces a highly concentrated drink that you can drink by itself. Some people like that. Or you can use it as a base for all kinds of amazing drinks like lattes, Americanos, cappuccinos, macchiatos, and so forth. So that is espresso, a brief history and what it is. Now, I want to talk through kind of what I think are the top five myths about espresso, things that I've learned and then things that I've researched as well. Myth number one, the myth is espresso is a type of coffee bean. False. In my best Dwight Schrute impression, which I don't do very well. False. Espresso is not a type of coffee bean. It is a method, like I just said, of making coffee. It's a type of drink. And here's the deal. I give Starbucks a lot of credit for introducing all of us, especially in the United States, to espresso and espresso-based drinks. They get some mad love, some kudos. But I simultaneously throw some shade at Starbucks and some of the other big coffee chains and give them some blame for teaching us, whether they meant to or not, that espresso is a kind of coffee bean. So, like, you've all seen these bags of coffee that say something like espresso roast on the outside. And to be honest, I really don't know why they did that. I wonder kind of like if the original intention of like naming a bag of coffee espresso roast was to say something like, this is the kind of roasted coffee bean that makes a good espresso. I don't know. Maybe that's benefit of the doubt for that. But I actually disagree with that, because even if that was their mentality, I kind of disagree, because the truth is that any kind of roasted coffee bean can and does make a great espresso. For me personally, I actually prefer the light to medium roasted coffee to make espresso. So don't buy that a certain type of bean is an espresso bean or not. We hear that. I even saw that on the news this morning. Like, somebody talked about putting espresso powder into like a recipe or something like that. And espresso powder is like just coffee grounds, like finely ground coffee. So myth busted. All right. Myth number two, a shot of espresso has the highest caffeine content of all coffee drinks. False. This is a common misconception that if you drink a shot of espresso or have an espresso-based drink that you're going to get wired and jittery. Maybe if you have like a bunch of shots of espresso. But actually, it is true that per ounce, espresso has the highest concentration of caffeine in all coffee drinks, because your ratio... You know, we talked a lot in previous seasons about a good brewed coffee ratio is 16 grams of water per 1 gram of coffee. That ratio for espresso is probably more like 10 to 1. So you've got a lot less water per gram of coffee, possibly even less than that. And so it is true that per ounce espresso has more caffeine content, but the typical shot of espresso is 1 to 3 ounces. Whereas the typical like serving of brewed coffee is, you know, 8 to 10 to 12 ounces. So to get specific, the typical amount of caffeine in one serving of espresso is 65 milligrams, we'll call it. The typical amount of caffeine in one serving of drip coffee is about 100 milligrams, and that's for like an 8 ounce cup. So even more if you're drinking 10 or 12 ounces. So you're actually getting less caffeine in an espresso-based drink or a shot of espresso than you're getting in like a normal mug of coffee. So here's a pro tip. If you're really conscious of your caffeine intake, if you're trying to watch it, and we'll talk about this in future episodes, but start making or ordering an Americano. And if you don't know what that is, it's literally just a shot of espresso and hot water. So you can get a shot of espresso, add hot water, and you get the same size drink as you would from like a drip coffee or a pour over from an ounces standpoint, but only the caffeine content of a single shot of espresso. So there's your pro tip for today. All right, myth number three, espresso shots taste gross. All right, so this one, like, this might be true for some of you guys. Maybe a lot of people think this, especially in the United States. Still not very popular just to roll up to a coffee shop and get a shot of espresso straight and drink it. However, my counter to the, I would still say this is a myth, because my counter is, I will say that espresso tastes different than any other type of coffee. Like I said at the beginning, some people call espresso the purest form of coffee. And here's why it tastes different. And a little tongue-in-cheek with the myth saying that espresso shots taste gross, because again, some people really don't like the taste, the concentrated taste, but here's why it tastes different. So high pressure, and I'm not a scientist, I'm not an expert here, but here's what I've learned. So high pressure breaks coffee oils in the grounds down into really small, tiny droplets because of the high amount of steam pressure on the coffee, and it actually like disperses these tiny little oil droplets very widely throughout the beverage. So espresso by itself, because of that, because like the oils are pulverized and miniaturized and dispersed evenly throughout the beverage, the liquid, it has kind of like a creamy mouthfeel to it. So that's like the mouthfeel, and why it's different is because of the oil. The concentration of the oil is also the reason that espresso has such a strong coffee, like quote-unquote coffee taste. In fact, other coffee brewing methods lose out on this much oil concentration, so that you can actually taste new flavors in the same coffee bean when you make it into an espresso versus a drip coffee or pour over. So in other words, you're actually not experiencing the fullest expression of the taste of the coffee bean unless you make an espresso. And so that's why it tastes different. And that's why other people, you know, others may say it's the purest form of coffee, because it like captures all of the flavor from the bean. All right. That's myth number three, is that espresso shots taste gross, but really I'm just saying they taste different. All right. Myth number four. The myth is you have to buy an expensive, fancy machine at home in order to make espresso. And that is false. There are tons of options. I'm actually going to go into that in much greater detail in a future episode about like what are your options from an equipment standpoint. But there's a ton of options. You can spend thousands and thousands of dollars on an espresso machine if you want. If you've got like money burning a hole in your pocket, and if you do, may I point you to this amazing machine called by La Marzocco called the Linea Mini, LineaMini. I think it's between like $5,000 and $7,000 for an at-home espresso, and it'll be like the quality of something you'd find in a high-end specialty coffee shop. But there's a ton of options. There's a lot underneath that that you can get a really quality cup of espresso or shot of espresso, and make some really great steamed milk and some great beverages without spending anywhere near that type of coin. So. And later this season, I've got a guest who routinely makes espresso at home, uses a couple different types of machines, some that are even manual machines, which is pretty cool. So that'll be exciting and fun, and I'm excited to learn from him as well. All right, myth number five, final thing for this episode, is that making good espresso at home requires no talent and no practice. And that, I'm going to tell you from personal experience, that is super false. I actually thought it'd be a lot easier to make espresso. That's part of why I'm doing a season on espresso, because crafting espresso at home, I have learned, is really tricky. I remember when I first got my espresso machine, I was excited. I still am. I love it. It's so much fun. But I pretty much thought like, okay, so you grind the coffee to really fine consistency. You get the tamper. We'll talk about all these terms in future episodes. You get the tamper. You press down, you get a nice even like press on top, throw the portafilter in the machine, press a button, and you're good. Well, there's like a bunch of steps, and some that I'm sure I don't even know, because I get beyond what I've done, because I get pretty inconsistent results at the end, like what comes out. And so again, there's selfish reasons for this season for me, because I really want to get better. And when you do it right, there is a very distinct and amazing taste that comes out. So Making good espresso actually requires a lot of practice, and requires attention to detail, and a lot of things need to go right for that final product to be really good. So mad props to the baristas out there who do this every single day and make it look easy, because it's not easy. So thankfully they are willing to teach people like us at home to do it better. So all right, so that is the first episode of the new season, guys. I hope you enjoyed the start to a new topic. I'm really excited to get going and dive into this part of a craft, my coffee craft, that's kind of lacking, and maybe you feel the same way. Maybe you're also kind of on the fence about espresso in general, and you've kind of been sticking to your brewed coffee routine, which there's no shame in that, but I hope that this expands your eyes and your perspective on what else you can do with coffee. I mean, just when you think you figured out a few new things that you can do to expand your craft, here's this whole world of espresso as a base to explore. So excited to explore that world with you. Like I said at the beginning, I'll put in the show notes, but please send in any voice messages or Instagram direct messages or emails as you have questions, as you have feedback, as you have topics to explore under this espresso category. And especially if you have advice or tips and things that I'm missing or things that I've gotten wrong or something that you want to share, I'll make sure to bring that and honor you in future episodes by bringing your voice to the podcast as well. So thanks for rejoining after a several month hiatus. Excited to be back with you guys. Looking forward to an awesome season together. See you next week.